Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy sitting in here with you this afternoon on WNQM, 50,000 watts of listening pleasure and the gospel truth on the Shepherd's Call. Call somebody and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on air joining you live this evening. We're now on the 25th day of June. So tell somebody about our program. We invite you to listen in. We make you welcome to the absolute truth where the rubber meets the road. We're going into the message tonight, part one of the last days. Well, a lot has been said and a lot of speculation has gone on about the last days, but we're going to get in where the factual facts of biblical application and apply it to the message this evening that you could understand the time of the end. Now, if you're a non-Christian, somebody that don't believe in a living, risen Savior, it's hard to believe that we're living in the last days of Earth's history. But in the Bible, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4, listen to what Peter said first. I want to remind you that in the last days there will come scoffers who will do every wrong that they can think of, and they shall laugh at the truth. This will be their argument. So, you say that the Messiah promised to come back? Well, did he? Then where is he? He'll never come. Why? Well, as far back as anyone can remember, everything has remained exactly as it was since the first day of creation. That's their argument. That a time will continue on, and that we will not have to face judgment, or we will not be brought into judgment for the deeds that's done in this body. What about the signs? That's what we're going to talk about. Well, the 24th chapter of the book of Matthew, it talks about the signs of the last day. They ask the question to the Messiah, that's his disciples. They ask the question, what will be the sign of your coming? We're going to cover that and start. But we're going to go over to first to 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Remember, the Bible talks about, and you've heard a lot of Christian preachers preaching about, the rise of the Antichrist. Well, listen to what the Bible said. Dear children, this world's last hour has come. You have heard about the Antichrist who is coming, the one who is against Christ. But already many such persons have appeared. This makes us all the more certain that the end of the world is near. Now, what did that say? It's not so much as a particular individual that most of the world's been made to believe is coming. It is the spirit of Antichrist. And I'm going to tell you something that may surprise you. There is a growing rebellion right in America, where we are supposed to be a Christian nation, where our laws and our constitution and all of the forefathers were devout, Bible-believing Christians. And yet, today, we see more compromise, more anti-Christ spirit. That spirit is rising right in the midst of the stronghold of Christianity. Where is the Christians? Where's the voice of the Christians? Where's the outcry against taking prayer out of schools? There was none, if any, nominal to say the least. no judges that ruled were punished or removed from office. You say, well, they were federally appointed, Pastor Buddy. Well, who appoints the president and the Congress? Who appoints the Senate that sets the laws or makes the amendments to the Constitution? Isn't that what our government is all about? A government of the people. And yet we don't have enough Christian-minded people that are determined enough to stand up against the unrighteousness of taking prayer out of schools. Out of the Pledge of Allegiance, we cannot pledge allegiance now because we might be offensive to someone who doesn't believe in, quote-unquote, the Christian God. Matthew 24:14, as this gospel of the kingdom is preached into the whole world as a testimony to all nations, then the end will come. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a long way to go because instead of gaining ground in Christianity, we're losing ground. Even among our own preachers today that stand in a pulpit and claim Christ, they compromise, they water down, they weaken, they have no spiritual backbone to stand up against the things that are going on in our country. We cannot let this continue because the spirit of Antichrist of the last days has risen to the point to where the voice of the true prophets, the voice of a true Christianity, the voice of truth outright is being silenced and replaced with compromise. It's being replaced with tradition. It's being replaced with form and a fashion. And as it says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves and lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, but treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of Christ, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. And yet, we compromise, we still pad the pews, and the lazy, noncommittal Christian that don't want to rock the boat, that don't want to stand up to a government out of control and tell them that this nation must return back to the principles set by the founding fathers as they had the Bible laying right on the desk where they signed the Constitution, but the Constitution has been amended without the Bible through the federal mandates of a liberal court system that is purely anti-Christ. What are we going to do? Well, if we sit idly by, our nation is gone. Have you ever seen what decay of moral standards and conditions that he said would be characteristic of the society in the last days? But mark them, in the last days they will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, non-lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, have nothing to do with them, and yet we compromise and try to let them rule our life? You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I'm just one person and I can't do anything. Well, if we all had that attitude, then there will be nothing done, and that's what's wrong. We're lukewarm. We become non-complacent. We are at each other's throats for the love of money. We don't have time. We're lovers of our own selves. We spend more on the outward man, most certainly, than we do spending time to correct or to instruct or to bless or clean up the inward man, which must give an account to the judgment seat of Christ, as it is recorded in Matthew 25, verse 31. That we will all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for the deeds done in of our body, even every idle word that we speak. The moral conditions and the signs that is spoken about of the last days are right now. It's not tomorrow, and yet we got more people eating and drinking and being merry, unconcerned about the end, because they're too busy trying to prepare a beginning. And that's what the Bible said. Make sure that when I come, I don't find you eating and drinking with the wicked, or joining forces, or becoming lukewarm, or becoming lovers of your own self, lovers of money, pursuit of materials, proud, abusive, disobedient, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, out of control, brutal, treacherous, conceited, lovers of pleasure. What are we going to do, Pastor Bunny? I'm just one person. Well, ladies and gentlemen, one can chase a thousand. We can reclaim our nation and restore it to a righteous foundation. Did you know that in Matthew chapter 24, that they will come saying, "Lo, here is Christ"? Well, what does that mean? And he said, don't believe it. Well, if they lay you an agenda of laws, of a compromise on the table, take away the authority of the parents in the home. You see, you can't even punish your children without violating some federal statute or law. And it is most certain that we've spared the rod and we've spoiled the children of this nation to the point that we don't have nothing but a bunch of idiots. Conceited, unforgiven, without love, unthankful to their parents, out of control, brutal, treacherous, conceited, lovers of pleasure, as they run up and down the highways, in the malls. Far too much material is spent on making your child have more than you had. And yet, the little that you had was appreciated much more than the much that they have, because they have become spoiled, conceited, ungrateful, disobedient to their parents, unthankful and unholy, without love, slanderous, out of control, conceited, and brutal. Did you know that more crime is now being committed by children in the homes than ever has been reported in the ages of time? And no wonder that we are at the sign of the end, when the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3 that children will become disobedient to their parents, unthankful. Why did you do this for me? Why did you give me that car? I wanted a better one. Why didn't you get me a Rolls Royce? I don't want a Chevrolet. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that my first automobile didn't have an engine in it? Did you know that in our neighborhood, we didn't have paved roads back in the 40s when I was growing up as a young boy? We had an old abandoned 1929 or whatever automobile without a motor, stripped of its cab, had nothing but the steering wheel and the four wheels, and we had to pump them up constantly because they would leak down. But we would pump them up and push it up to the top of the hill and ride it down. We'd all jump on, and we had a ball. And now, children spoiled and conceited, unforgiving and without love, ungrateful and unholy, they do not appreciate the things that they do have because they have too much, and too much brings a spoiled, conceited, last day pattern that the Bible said that there would be these things according to 2 Timothy 3. And we're right in it. Now, Christ said that there would be signs in the sun. Look at the weather change. Have you noticed? The violent upheavals of weather. Unprecedented now. Throughout the year in the United States, every time you turn on the news, it is all bad related to the weather. What's going on? The hottest, driest in some parts, and yet the hottest, driest, or the hottest, wettest June on record. Well, ain't that what the Bible said? The waves of the sea would be roaring. We just had a tsunami last year that killed over 100,000 people, and people kept on eating and drinking and being merry and was unconcerned. We just had an earthquake that killed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, and people are unconcerned. We just had a hurricane that blowed, damaged, killed, maimed, destroyed property on the southern coast of our nation, off the Gulf of Mexico and up the Mississippi Delta and into Louisiana, New Orleans, and into Alabama and places like that. On the shores of our nation, the waves of the sea roaring as gigantic hurricanes, unprecedented, come roaring in, bringing sure death and destruction. Now they won't even write you an insurance policy for these natural calamities that have come upon this nation. The insurance companies are going broke because of destruction all over the nation. What's going on, Pastor Buddy? Well, immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At the time of the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all nations of the earth will mourn. We have more distress, more stress, more anxiety, more nerve tonic, more medicines, more pills, more dope addicts. From Oxycontin, which is one of the strongest nerve treatments, people are becoming hooked. Children born on crack cocaine, addicted from birth. We have raised a nation of the characteristics of the last days of society. Moral decay that was spoken of in the Bible, and you can be sure and you can rest assured, unless we repent and turn from our wicked ways and pray and call upon His name, we will not be spared. False prophets. Oh, everything's fine. Just come on down to the Sunday school class and put in your offering, and we will give you a climate control atmosphere of pay, pray, and prosper. Instead of, if you don't pray, you're going to pay. The grim reaper. Because the strangers will be permitted to come into your nation, and they will eat your crops as grasshoppers. And they will rape your daughters. And they will pollute the land with filthiness and abomination. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time when they holler peace And the Bible says when they say peace, then cometh sudden destruction. We're in a time of wars and rumors of wars. We're still shedding blood in the sand of Iraq that I prophesied in the 90s that would happen. Here we are in 2006. And we're mired still in the sands of Iraq, and we will soon expand this thing because we can't get out. We're in a trap. And we can't turn back. We can't give up. We can't retreat. To do so would be disastrous, they say. And the only way out is to expand to a third world war. That's coming up to a neighborhood near you. Large famines, extensive storm damages, the hail will heap up in piles after piles, the floods will rise up into your house and chase you from your homes, the moth and the caterpillar will eat your clothes and your crops out of your field. What's going on, Pastor Buddy? We're in end times, ladies and gentlemen. Don't you know that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2, for you know very well that the day of our Father will come as a thief in the night, when people are saying peace and safety, because then shall destruction come upon them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. So be prepared. Matthew 24:42-44, be prepared, for you know not what day that this will come upon you. And as a man that cannot prevent the trouble from thieves by keeping watch, by falling asleep, so you cannot avoid, unless you repent, the things that is prophesied to come upon this end time generation. Are we in that day, Pastor Buddy? Well, I would think so. We are in a time of trouble. We are in abortion. Did you know that there's millions of little children that are sucked with metal tongues out of the wombs of the pregnant daughters as they choose to have abortions? Did you know that AIDS and SARS and the viruses that they are now predicting will come up on to cause a pandemic, the bird flu? We're being tormented and tortured from every conceivable communication mode, never good but always bad. And we become immune through the conditioning as we watch millions of people die from AIDS, abuse, abortion, alcohol consumption, anger, anxiety, arguments. Unashamedly, we go to work every day, turn our head or bury our head as does an ostrich into the sand, and to deny these things are coming down upon the people. Bad language everywhere you go. You can hear people speaking with their unbelief, angry, bestiality, permissionless. They have took liberties beyond liberties, and man will bear the consequences of the things that he's doing. We're having false Christ. We have a watered down, weakened Christianity church age. A Laodicean church age. because you're neither hot nor cold, because you compromise, because you've become complacent, because you love comfort, because you like gay clothing, because you like to attend a church with huge attendance so that you can have a name of going to the biggest church in town, you must suffer the consequences or the correction. You can't stand criticism because when a Bible preacher preaches you the Bible, you go somewhere else. You're bitter. You're abusive. You commit adultery and fornication on every corner of thought. You have no courage when it comes to standing up for righteousness, but you run toward evil. You're quick to do evil and slow to do good. You're full of criticism of the good. You compromise with the evil. And you'll reap the confusion, depression. Our diet is out of control. We eat anything and everything that doesn't eat us. We're a nation that our bellies have become our gods as we've run to the fast foods that are poisoned, yet tempting with the exotoxins that they're adding to the flavor of the foods to enhance, to hook us and get us addicted to all these things to corrupt our taste buds from the simplicity of the foods that we were supposed to eat. Employment is failing. The infrastructure of our nation is being torn down and moved to the enemy's territories. Who's doing this, Pastor Buddy? The people that run this nation. Greed. The environment is at its worst. And we know from past environmental denials that we'll pay the cost. We are trillions upon trillions of dollars in debt to the international banking concern through the false imposing of usury upon its people and heavy taxation to the burden that we have been turned over to the enemies of the love of money. We seek protection of the materials, and we deny the protection of eternal life and the cost that there is behind it to get it. We're making excuses. We have no discipline. We cannot make a decision without a battery of lawyers. Demons are prevailing and encouraging the breaking of God's laws and His commandments. Our young children are being allowed to date and to have sex. And the school is teaching them, instead of abstinence, they're teaching them permissiveness and get a condom. Divorce is rising as better than 50% of the marriages today are failing. Most children are being raised without a parent, or at least with a single parent. They're drinking. They're disobedient. They're dishonest. They're discouraged. They will not receive correction. They want conference. They want clothes and shoes that cost $100 a pair. And we have these parents that are feeding our young children this excessive diet of spoiled brats is what we have raised in this nation. Demons. The lack of discipline, the lack of discernment of the time. The Bible said to consider yourself in the last days when men shall turn from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. We are faithless We are an antichrist generation. You say, I'm not antichrist. I believe in Jesus. Glory to God. What is your fruit? What is the examination of your fruit tree? You shall know a tree by its fruit. You can say you believe in it, but how is your works? Are you running to the rioting and the excess and the banquet? And are you a spoiled brat? Irregardless of your age? Are you following the ways of the world? Do you love the world? Have you made friendship with the world? He that is a friend of the world is an enemy to Christ. Foolish people. The results of your fruit is a whirlwind. And that's what the Father has sent upon this nation for its disobedience. God's Word has no place. It's old-fashioned stuff, and we don't do that no more, Pastor. But you're too hard. We ain't going to listen to you. Glory to God. We'll go down the street to another church. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can run, but you can't hide. Remember, every man's work will be brought into judgment, whether it be good or bad. Whether you've had holiness or whether you've had dishonesty. Whether you have honored or whether you will suffer humility. Whether you are a hypocrite or whether you are truthful. Whether you believe in the truth or whether you believe in hearsay, you're going to be judged. Your history, the works. Homosexuality increasing as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. Permissiveness being allowed. Ladies and gentlemen, 100 years ago, the scene on the streets of America was entirely different of what you see today. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, that's your problem. You're dishonest. You need to live in the real world. We're in a world of multiculturalism. We're in a world of we love each other. The Bible said they love themselves. That's the problem. And they're falling in love with themselves and out of love with the Almighty God who is to bring justice and judgment down upon the people who despise His laws. The Bible said all will be judged. In Revelation 20:12, I saw the dead, small and great, standing before the throne, and the books were opened. Why? Why were the books opened? Simply because you're going to be judged out of those according to the laws and the commandments of God written in the books. And the Bible says if you say that you love God and you won't keep His commandments, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. What are you going to do when He splits the eastern sky and the heavens roll back like a scroll? A book is open, and another book, which is the book of life, and your name is not in it. Where are you going to be found? Cast out and forsaken and wandering in darkness forever, to whom is reserved the judgment upon the wicked. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as was recorded in the book. People would be judged by what they have done. It's the Bible. Matthew 16:27. For the Son of Man is going to come in His Father's glory with His angels, and then He will reward each person according to what he has done. The book of James, chapter 2, verse 10. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at one point is guilty of breaking it all. For when He said, do not commit adultery, He also said, do not murder. If you commit adultery but don't murder, you have still become a lawbreaker, and you have broken the law, and you will be judged according to it. If you've been a glutter and a wine bibber, You're going to be judged according because your belly's become your God, and that's what's wrong with America. We're all overweight because of the addiction to food. A man be given the appetite. The Bible said it'd be better for him to put a knife to his throat. And yet we are an obese generation of people that's suffering more heart attacks, more sickness, more disease. We're filling up the hospitals. We're filling up the insane asylums. We're filling up the doctor's offices, and the specialist office are booked until they are literally worn out because of the availability of the patients that are coming because they have broken the laws of God. I'm telling you, we are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Nobody cares anymore. Everybody's for change, but not for good. We're training our children through the television and the daycare services of anti-Christ mentalities, where you can't even open the Bible and teach your children a scripture out of the Bible, lest you offend someone. And we call this a Christian nation, as we've compromised and brought a nation of confusion, a nation of death, a nation of debt, a nation of demons, the three D's. Death, debt, and demons. And that's the purpose of Satan, to kill, steal, and destroy. Employment. You say, well, you know, we hear these glowing reports from our government. Oh, we are a nation of working people. We've got all kinds of jobs. And yet the minimum wage was just voted down at $5.15 an hour. And that puts you in poverty, below, far below poverty. And so then, if you are an individual working at the minimum wage, what hope or what chance do you have of living a life that they tell you is within your grasp? It's not true. Unemployment's failing. Encouragement is failing. Our enemies are coming in like a flood. We're using excuses. In the age of disobedience, that's what's going on. Foolishness, the non-forgiven, the favoritism, the fear, not of righteousness, but the fear of not being able to participate in the wickedness, running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none, friendship with the world, seeking fortune tellers when we get in trouble, instead of going to the altar and repenting and praying and straightening our life up. None grateful, all greed and grief and guilt, the three G's. Greed, grief, and guilt. You know what the three G's are? Government, gossip, and the gospel of evil. Or the gospel of compromise, the gospel of tradition, not the gospel of the raw naked truth, that they will turn their ears from hearing the truth and will be turned into fables. Hypocrites. Our health is failing us because we are a nation of idolaters. We're impatient. We're impossible. We are insisting more. We're indifferent. We're with a lack of justice, a lack of inspiration. We're full of insults. We're in full of intimidation, trying to press or push our way or bully our way through life. We're lazy. We're legalist. In our sins and lacking in our holiness. Our lifestyle is to do evil, to dress, to please, to run to and fro. We listen to things that we oughtn't to. And yet when a preacher is preaching the truth, we turn him off. because we lack leadership of evil and lust and lying and the lust. That's three L's. Lost, lust, and riotous living. Lying, lust, and lost. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do? We're turning to meditation to relieve the stress. We're turning to magic. We're turning to murder. Music of these stringy-headed, long-haired demons playing upon an instrument till it shatters the aura of your listening ability, where you become involved in demonic possession. We neglect our neighbors, which is the second commandment, to love your neighbor. First one is to love your Creator. We have turned to the occult instead of the truth preachers. We turn to the occult of those who dress in three-piece suits and speak well of evil. Our philosophy is pride, prostitution, and problems. That's the three P's. Pride, problems, and prostitution. We have no repentance. We have no respect. We have no rest. The three R's. No rest, no restitution, and no respect. No reliability. Always rejection of the good and choosing the evil. We are a nation of risk takers. We are a nation of revengers. We are a nation of people running to and fro, breaking the Sabbath and the covenants, sacrificing to devils. It's the signs of the times, ladies and gentlemen. And that time is now. No self-esteem. Sickness, shyness, and shame, the three S's. Sickness, shyness, to shy away from the good, but to pursue the evil. Shame, they have no shame. Sickness, their minds are sick. Their bodies are well. They run to and fro with a sick mind to break the laws, and they do it without any stress, suffering, or spiritual discipline. The nation is full of suicide, spiritual demons, the salivation rather than salvation, the salivation of evil. The worshiping of Satan and his laws in a seem right way. Sin. Sick society. We are in a time of disunity. And yet we gather in bigger crowds than we've ever done. We are seeking the peace and the serenity that comes in large crowds. Did you know that the only peace is where you withdraw till you hear nothing? Because to empty your mind of everything is to fill it with nothing. And to fill it with nothing brings you into the realm of the Creator, where the values and your vows must be paid to the Creator. We're in weakness. We seek wealth and we find none. We're in witchcraft. We have no wisdom. We're worldly. We have a nation full of widows because the men have run out of filthy lucre and had heart attacks trying to die to get rich. And the widows mourn We have a nation of warriors and worldliness and non-worshippers. You see, it's not those that go to church that worship. Yahweh said, I seek these to worship me in spirit and truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in an end time scenario, and Pastor Buddy has been with you tonight to tell you about it. We are in a nation of disobedience. We're in a nation that doesn't care. We're full of criticism. We are not willing to be lights and to be examples. We're unthankful and we're unholy. And we compromise the truth to walk with the disunity of wickedness. Are we going to ever come to the knowledge of the truth? I doubt it. Are we going to ever have a fellowship with the Spirit? I doubt it. Why? Because the Bible said that evil men will wax worse and worse. And that at the time of the end, that Satan will be able to destroy the earth, as it's recorded in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations. And so then, we know that time will be cut short, because he's coming back on a fiery chariot, flames of fire, the Bible said. That means the anger will be glowing, and the breath will be waxed hot in anger as he comes with a sword to slay them, wicked servants that would not have him to rule over them. They will be taken and slain before him. And you have been made to believe that he loves everybody. Are we going to stand up? For if you won't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And we have long been falling for the evil, for the compromise, for the lukewarmness, and for a nation of pleasure seekers, our children unthankful and unholy, running to and fro, seeking rest and finding none, always quick to do evil and slow to do good. That's what's wrong with this nation, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry to say we've come to this. Our preachers used to preach fire and brimstone. And now our preachers preach smooth, enticing words of man's wisdom. They quote from the quote-unquote atheist, the godless, of the wisdom of this world. You're judged now not through the character of your integrity of spirit, but how many suits you've got hanging in your closet, how many cars you've got parked in your garage, or the size of your bank account, and the amount of credit cards you have in your pocket. Do you think that our Heavenly Father is pleased with such people that seek the world? I don't think so. Do you think that our Heavenly Father is going to continue letting this nation get by with its sins? I don't think so. Because we're in the end times, ladies and gentlemen, and all the signs are indicating if you don't repent, you'll perish. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, everything will look good here come Monday morning. When I turn the radio back on and they're playing On the Road Again with Brother Willie, and I get back to the normal grind of the workplace, and I'll get my next paycheck for the next weekend so that I can go and join and listen to the Rolling Stones as I get stoned and as I get drunk and as I get polluted, as I fill my belly until I'm too sick, too weak, too broke, too out of sorts to put my mind on the Heavenly Father. The Bible said to seek Him today, because tomorrow He may not be found. Today's your day, ladies and gentlemen. If you have heard the voice of one of Yahweh's last day prophets, then I'd like to hear from you. You can write me tonight at Post Office Box 2284. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, that's Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip is 37824. I'm live tonight, or this evening, wherever you're listening in your time zone, in the Nashville area where you're listening to Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call on WNQM, 50,000 watts of the Christian station for Middle Tennessee. Well, then, we're glad to have you aboard. Write me tonight. I'd like to hear from you. If you can, support our cause. And if you like old-fashioned Holy Ghost, end-time preaching of getting the heart right, walking right. You see, tomorrow morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be on the job for my King. I'll be walking the walk as I talk this talk. 365 days a year, I must live upright to present myself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is my reasonable service, and I expect you to do the same. Did you know that this nation has become a nation of revelers? We're in the service industry in our jobs. We're minimum wagers. Better than 50% of our nation is in poverty. Better than 50% of our nation has no home that they can call their own. Better than 20% of our people lay down each night with their bellies craving food because they have nothing to eat in a land of plenty where we waste more and throw more out than most nations consume. We're a nation of living it high on the hog, and yet the hog is unclean. And our nation has become unclean. As we live high on the hog, our hearts have become fused with indifference, ungrateful, unthankful, and unholy, spoiled, as we run to and fro and seek the rest that is promised that there would be none. The only rest comes to the righteous, and to be righteous, you must return back to the old path and see and ask for the old path, and when you find it, walk in, you'll find rest for your soul. That's the only rest, ladies and gentlemen, that is promised in this end time generation. Now, if you'd like to call me, you can call Pastor Buddy at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that'll be a long-distance call from you in your listening area. But if you need me to call you back, I can do so. I'll return the call on my nickel. Just tell me to call you back. If you can't afford the call, I'll call you back on my time. Because, you see, I feel like that your soul is the most valuable commodity on the planet. And the Father sent me to fish and to hunt and to gather up the wayward souls that is on the pathway to hell. For broad is the way, and wide is the gate, and many there be that go on, that the Father sent me to preach and to bring them off the Broadway into the narrow way, the straight gate, the narrow way, where a few there be that find it. Are you going to be one of them that hears him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'll make you ruler over many. Are you going to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity? Oh, you thought God loved everybody, and he wouldn't turn nobody away. If you can plead a pity, there'll be no pity at the day of judgment, just truth. You see, truth and your works will be judged. You will have a judgment, fair and direct and honest. And when God condemns you and sends you to hell, you'll know that you've got a just judgment because of the raw naked truth that is revealed to you in that day. When you had a chance to do good and you do it not, to them that do it is a sin. And the soul that sins shall die and will not enter in. You better turn from your wicked ways. And today, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Because today's the day of salvation. Many blessings to you. Now, our program is sponsored by Brother William in Carbondale, Illinois. Do you believe that? That Brother William in Carbondale, Illinois loves you good enough to sponsor this radio program. But we need your help. He can't do it alone for long. He's taken a tremendous financial burden under wing that you could hear the voice of the shepherds calling, Pastor Buddy. If you would like to help us stay on WNQM, we need your help. Just write Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to call me, it's area code 423-626-2172. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time has come and my time is gone. And I've got to get on down the road here, and I've got to continue as we continue on down the road. I need to get about my Father's business. And I need to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've preached the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And I will make you rulers over many. Well, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, we'll see you next Sunday on WNQM on the mighty 50,000 watts of AM in Middle Tennessee, the Nashville area.